Hello, BGTY Nation. It's time for another great conversation with me, Dr. Joy. Just in case this is your first time listening to this podcast, I'm Dr. Joy, and I love bringing research-based life topics to you, the BGTY Nation. Thanks for joining the conversation today. I would love if you would subscribe to this podcast and invite others to subscribe as well. Follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Dr. Joy's Podcast. Leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast fix. Reviews and comments are always welcome in order for me to continue to grow as a podcaster. Now, let's dive into this great topic of the week. Are you single and liking it or not? According to the 2017 U.S. Census, there are 110,600,000 people living in the United States as single people. This is about 45.2% of the American adult population. Wow, wow, wow. So, do you have a problem with 45.2% of American adult population living single? Do you have a problem with the stigma that is on people who are single and being single for too long? Or do you even care? Well, these are some questions that some people may be pondering with. Are the questions that you ponder with, are they the right questions to ask? Or do we just let life take us wherever? Today, I want to focus on the positive ways being single is benefiting you if you are single. After all, bringing joy to your life is at your fingertips. So if you are single, embrace it. Somebody say, oh yeah. First of all, let's clear up some misconceptions. There are some common ones. The first misconception is if you are single, then the misconception is that you are unhappy. No, that's not true. The European Journal of Social Psychology did a study to find that single people rated themselves as being happier and free to be who they are. Another misconception that's out there is that single people don't like the life they're living. Well, who said that? According to Kelsey Dykstra from Bold.com, most single people don't want to settle in on unhealthy relationships just for the sake of being in a relationship. So, single people love the single life until they have met the right person to settle down with, and it doesn't matter how long it takes. There are so many misconceptions out there to being single that I just must take a pause on it and go straight to why being single can bring joy to your life. As you embrace your season of being single, let's focus on five reasons you can bring joy to your single life. One, you can definitely embrace that your mind can be clearer. Being single, your expectations, your dreams, your emotions are individually focused. So when you are single, you don't have to stress about the happiness of someone else. When you wake up in the morning, you don't have to look over at someone and say, what's wrong? Why does your face look like that? Or are you in a bad mood today? You choose to be happy because you choose to be happy. Your mind is clear and nobody else is there to clutter your mind. The second reason is you do not have no emotional attachments. Candace Jalili wrote an article in Time Digital Magazine last year to point out that when you are single, you are not emotionally attached. Therefore, you can make room for dreaming and growing all the time. Your decisions, they do not affect anybody. Most times, you can go after what you want. You can take more chances than those who are in relationships. Why? Because there's no one else to consider. As a married person myself, I definitely have to consider the other people in my household. I can't just make decisions without it affecting other people in the house. And if I do make a decision without considering others, that decision that I make, it can be detrimental to lots of things like my income, my job, my children, my spouse. So being single, bringing joy to your life, you have no emotional attachments. I say, do all the things your heart desire as you are single before you have any emotional attachments. No one wants to have regrets and take out their frustrations on the people they love. So you and you alone, being single, have to deal with whatever decision you make in addition to living with the decision that you made. The third reason that you can bring joy to your life as a single person is you can figure out who you are all by yourself. Figuring out who you are brings joy to your life. Have you heard the saying, sowing your oats? This is the time to do it. When you are single, being single and proud, you can date without being committed. You can travel to the far ends of the world being single. You can choose a career that you are happy with, and you can certainly figure out who you are. So, one of my sons graduated from high school last year, and I had a conversation with him that I thought was very important before he leaped out into adulthood. And my conversation to him was just what I'm telling you today, if you're single. Figure out who you are before you bring another person in your life, before you bring children in your life. Being single, I told him, being single as a millennial is far different from being single as a Gen X, like me and my husband, or being single as a millennial is far different from the baby boomers, like his grandparents. I also told him that he has so many opportunities, and all he needs to do is embrace, live, and conquer them all. Nothing is stopping him because he only has to worry about himself. And what I hope is that he will accept my wisdom and live a great single life. The fourth reason that being single brings joy to your life is singles can live a healthier lifestyle. Well, my opinion might slightly be different, but there are some good points brought up during my research about singles living a healthier lifestyle. Single people have the opportunity to go to the gym anytime that they want without any restraint. No kids to get up and go to school, no babies to take to the daycare, no husband to fix breakfast for, no husband to talk to before you leave out the house and say where you're going. Single people have the opportunity to cook and choose what they will eat without even considering others. They don't have to plan out a meal and make sure everybody likes it. They don't have to wait on someone to go to the gym to get on that treadmill and say, hey, you know, I'm going to work out for an hour, maybe two. I'm not saying that you don't have that opportunity as a married person, but as a single person, you don't have anyone to report to, anyone to take care of. So your lifestyle can be so much healthier. And the fifth reason that being single brings joy to your life is that you are attentive to extended family and friends more than if you were attached. According to Psychology Today, single people can connect more with family and friends because, again, they only have to worry about themselves. Single people can visit, can travel, can go out more without asking or focusing on the duration of the visit. Married people are not focused as much on extended family and friends because they have roles and responsibilities in their immediate family that takes precedence over that. There are so many advantages to being single. And if you are there, embrace it. I'm not saying that you shouldn't look for that one that will make your life even better. But I am saying, like it, embrace it while you are in it. Bringing joy to your single life is all in the steps you take to be good to yourself. February is the love month, and that's where we are now. And it's okay to be single. So let's recap. Embracing your season of being single, you should focus on 1, mind decluttering. Your mind can be more clear when you're single. Nothing to worry about but you. 2, emotional detachments. Attachments, they do not exist because you're single. 3, make time to know who you are. Trial and error is forgiven only by you. 4, eat healthy, exercise, and embrace a healthier lifestyle. Why? Because you only have to worry about you. And 5, spend time with whoever you want to. You have more time being single than you will ever have coupled up. This concludes our conversation today. My hope is that you embrace the single life topic if you are single, and share this episode with someone else if you're not. Bringing joy to life is all about being good to yourself. Next week, we will sum up the love episodes from this month with the hope that you have enjoyed each and every one of them. And it will continue to bring joy to your life. I'll see you next week. Thank you for listening to Dr. Joy, where she is always bringing positive vibes, research-based topics, and helping you to bring joy to your life. If you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and don't forget to leave a positive review. See you next time with Dr. Joy.